Barhead. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of puck luck. And in the second period of the Barhead Bombers game against the Edmonton Eagles February 11, the home team had luck to spare, scoring 5 goals en route to an 8-2 win on home ice at the Agrena. Sometimes you need to have the puck to bounce the right way to break out of the funk you are in, said head coach Joey McEwen, admitting his team's confidence was fragile after a double-digit losing streak. In many of those losses, Barhead would got off to a strong start and went into the final frame leading by multiple goals, only to end up losing. The Friday game was the first of a home-and-home series against the Eagles. The next night the Bombers lost 6-4 in Edmonton. Barhead wrapped up the three-game weekend with a 5-3 home loss on Sunday, February 13, against the Vigreville Vipers. After an evenly played first period Friday, the Bombers led 1-0 on a goal by captain Presley Toth. Toth would then start Barhead's offensive explosion in the second period, scoring an unassisted goal 15 seconds into the period. 7 minutes later, he would add to the Bombers' lead, scoring his third goal to complete the natural hat trick with an assist going to winger Dayton Catt. About 3 minutes later, on yet another power play, Chad Esperance would score his first of the game. Barhead would go on to score 2 more goals before the end of the period, both coming in the final minute, thanks to Esperance, who would complete his hat trick. His last goal was a shorthanded marker with just 24 seconds left, assisted by Seth Keltimaki. In the third period, the Bombers would go on to score 2 more goals to cement their victory, the first from defenseman Austin Strathdy at the 13-minute mark, scoring on a slapshot from the top of the circle. Toth would cap the scoring with 4 minutes left in the game, scoring his fourth of the night and ending the game with 6 points. As tonight's game shows, we are a skilled team, but we were fragile because of how young we were, he said, adding that is why he decided they needed to bring in some older players that had a bit more experience. Before the Bombers' game against the league-leading Cold Lake Arrows on February 6, Barhead was involved in a 3-team trade that brought in several players to help fill out the team's roster just ahead of the Can-Am Junior Hockey League roster freeze. Although the deal is a little complicated, the net result is that the Bombers traded Joshua Cockin, a 17-year-old forward, to the Vernal Oilers in Utah, for 20-year-old defenseman Oliver Lovely and Talonbear, along with forwards Blake Thomas, Sean Paimon and Jacob Torrand. Paimon and Thomas are 20, while Torrand is 18. Bombers fans will remember Lovely as he started the season with Barhead but was moved to Utah for forward Seth Keltimaki. The Bombers also brought in goaltender Braden Henderson and forward defenseman Tristan Cameron Karen. Cockin asked for the move to Utah, McEwen said, believing there would be more chance of being noticed by American college and university scouts. And although he said they'll miss Cockin, the trade gave the Bombers an opportunity to address other deficiencies in their game, most notably keeping the puck out of the net and composure. Going into the playoff tournament in Cold Lake, having more 20-year-old players with experience to help nurture our younger players will be very helpful, McEwen said, using the example of Barhead's Jason Kelly. Kelly is a defenseman and the Bombers' youngest skater at 16. He is an incredibly hard worker and is probably our most improved player from the start of the season. Because of that, he has earned a position on the penalty kill. But having older, more experienced players, especially on defense, will help his development. McEwen also wanted to thank the community for the support, noting attendance is steadily increasing. We really appreciate it, and the energy they bring helps keep our energy up, he said. The Bombers' next home game is Friday, March 4, against the Edmonton Eagles.